Suburb of Wakeley, 2 days after six people were killed in a shopping mall in the Australian city. Reporter Adam Hancock is in Sydney.
A police operation is underway in the Wakeley area following reports of this stabbing. A male has been arrested and is currently assisting police with inquiries. And we understand that several people have been injured in this attack, although the injuries are not thought to be life-threatening.
Meanwhile, six people were killed in a shopping mall near Bondi Beach on Saturday. 40-year-old Joel Couchy stabbed them to death at a shopping centre near Bondi on Saturday afternoon before he was shot dead by police. Officers are investigating whether he was intentionally targeting women. Five of his victims were female. His dad, Andrew, admits that is a possibility.
He wanted a girlfriend and he's got no social skills. He was frustrated out of his brain. There's something physically wrong, besides mentally wrong, with my son before he died.
Israel's allies have urged it to avoid any escalation as it considers a response to Iran's unprecedented missile and drone attack at the weekend. Tehran launched more than 300 projectiles at Israel on Saturday in what it said was retaliation for a strike on its consulate in Syria. Three men have been killed and another's critically injured following a crash in North London. It happened near Brent Cross shopping centre last night. The French president admitted ambitious plans for the opening ceremony at this summer's Paris Olympics could be scaled back if the security risk is deemed too high. The event's due to take place along the River Seine, the first time the ceremony hasn't been held in a stadium. And Samsung's regained its position as the world's top mobile phone maker. Researchers say the Korean tech giant now has around 21% of the market share. That's the latest. I'm Daisy Steele.
This is Phoenix FM.
On Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Many thanks, Daisy. Well, after some pleasant spring-like weather last week, we seem to have gone back into winter, or at least close to it, with tops of just 11 degrees at best today, along with gusty winds and outbreaks of rain and a lot more than that as well, a whole load of hail earlier on. Staying cloudy overnight with a low of just 7 and yet more rain showers blowing in on a moderate breeze tomorrow. Cool again at 12 degrees and it looks like staying unsettled for the rest of the week ahead with outbreaks of mainly light rain on Wednesday and Thursday, drizzle on Friday and highs are around 12 to 14 degrees at best.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Scott Ross on 123.
Out of sight!
Oh, yes.
Much more music!
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, the Rolling Stones there, who are in Angry Moon. It's Scott Ross welcoming you to another week of 1-2-3 shows. Today we have a report on a woman who certainly has a right to be angry because she was fined for parking in her own designating spot. And we'll also be reporting on the man who smashed up his newly purchased car because, amazingly, he didn't know how to drive it. But before all that, of course, I must thank the award-winning Michelle Ward for the past 3 hours of scintillating radio. And Michelle will be back in situ from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning to do it all over again. Right now, creeping in on the dance floor, it's the Zootons. And Murder on the Dance Floor, but that's Creeping on the Dance Floor, a new one from the Zootons. Now, thanks to you, the Brentwood Food Bank, part of the Trussell Trust, have been able to support around 200 local people every week, but just recently they were called upon to help no less than 153 people in a single day, a frightening development that saw their already depleted stock getting lower and lower. And these numbers are increasing all the time, and without your continued support, none of this would be possible. Right now, the food bank are running low on rice, marmalade, soups, tinned fruit, tinned tomatoes, pasta sauces, coffee, biscuits, and non-food items like shampoo, shower gel, toothpaste, deodorants, sanitary towels. So they really appreciate your donations of these items. But note, it's not just food they dispense. The Christians Against Poverty are around to help with managing debt, and every Wednesday, Peabody are on site to help with housing and benefit difficulties. Now, special thanks this week due to Sean Morris for an Aldi voucher, which has allowed the food bank to purchase 100 bags of rice, and also to J&J Transport Services for their generous donation. Now, getting in touch with the food bank is easy. Just pick up the phone and dial 01277 224 528. That's a Brentwood number, 01277 224 528, and you can also contact them by email at info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. Thanks for your continued support. And now, taking a walk in Memphis, it's Mark Cohen.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. WC handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. Then I'm walking in Memphis, just walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Saw the ghost of Elvis on Union Avenue. Followed him up to the gates of Graceland, and I watched him walk right through. Now security, they did not see him, they just hovered around his tomb. But there's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room. When I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? They've got catfish on the table, they've got gospel. Oh, you got a prayer in Memphis. Now Muriel plays piano every Friday at the Hollywood, and they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would do a little number, and I said, tell me, are you a Christian child? And I said, ma'am, I am. Tonight, walking in Memphis, was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring. Thank you.
98.
98. FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Scott Ross. One day, all DJs will be like this.
Sonic Go!
Yeah.
Yeah, Phil Collins there in the studio. Try saying that if you've got a bit of a lisp. Now, I guess this would annoy most people, but Laura Armstrong, with 32, was left fuming after being handed a £100 charge for parking in her own designated spot in an underground gated car park at her apartment block in Worcester.
Wow!
Yeah, it seems the fine was issued after her parking permit slipped from the dashboard and fell out of view. And not unnaturally, Laura assumed that the fine would be overturned once she explained that she lived on the premises and had a legal right to park there. But not a bit of it. Parking Control Management Limited, the company which manages the car park, has refused to back down, insisting that Laura pays up as the permit was not displayed at the time the vehicle was parked. So then Laura contacted the firm who managed the apartment, but they weren't interested either. Said Laura, apparently it doesn't matter to them, even if you can prove you have a legal right to park there, which just seems like madness. I was occupying the space which had been allocated to me, and I wasn't causing an obstruction or anything like that. It's like they are out to punish residents rather than look after their interests and protect genuine permit holders. It just isn't right. It now appears that Laura's not alone and that other residents of the apartment have faced similar issues. One of them, would you believe, twice. Nonetheless, it seems that there's no mention of a need for parking permits in these lease agreement. So one has to wonder why there is even a need for the car park to be managed, given that it's a gated residence car park accessible only by a door key fob. Well, what do I know? Anyway, just for all of them, here's Nelly Furtado. Nelly Furtado there down at the parking lot. And let's see how you can get on when you leave that parking lot.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
M25 anti-clockwise, the exit slip road at Junction 30 for the A13 has one lane closed following an earlier accident. And the A13 itself, westbound, has slow-moving traffic from the Stifford Interchange towards the M25 at Junction 30. So that junction's a bit of a mess, isn't it? Now, we still have the 40-mile-an-hour speed restriction and the lane closes in force on the A12 between Junctions 13 and 16 between Ingatestone and Gallywood, and that's for resurfacing work. And just note, you can't join the A12 if you're heading south from Chelmsford on Three Mile Hill, the A414, but have to follow diversions through Ingatestone. And part of Norsey Road in Billericay remains closed today. Now, as far as public transport is concerned, I can't see any particular problems on C2C or Greater Anglia. If you're heading London bound, however, minor delays are affecting the Bakerloo line. The Central line is part suspended. That's between Leytonstone and Epping due to an obstruction on the track. There, the District line has severe delays between Barking and Upminster, and minor delays between Barking and Wimbledon and Richmond, Ealing Broadway and Wimbledon and Edgware Road. That's due to an earlier partial derailment of an empty train. London Overground, there's part suspension there between Wilson Junction and Richmond, and severe delays between Stratford and Clapham Junction, again to an obstruction on the overhead wires at Woolston Junction. There's also a part suspension to the Northern line, and of course we know that the Northern line at Kentish Town Underground Station will remain closed until late summer for escalators to be replaced, but the Thames Link station will be open. And the there's no service at the moment between Camden Town and Morden due to a signal failure at Oval. And the Piccadilly line has severe delays at, this is a signal failure, at Arnos Grove. And you can get all the information, of course, by going to the Transport for London website, tfl.gov.uk. We'll have a further update for you at around about 25 past two, but at 1:33 and a half, you're fully up to speed. And here's Duran Duran.
Hold tight, we're going out tonight.
still sounding absolutely sensational. That's Duran Duran and Black Moonlight. And just a quick reminder, you're listening to me, Scott Ross, with Monday's edition of the 1-2-3 Show. We're on Phoenix FM. We're keeping Radio Bus alive and local for you 24 hours a day. Joe Bailey will be here with you from 3 on behalf of Francis Hospice to see you safely home on drive. At 6, Andy Gardner will be creeping in under the radar. And joining Andy this evening and playing live in the studio will be Luce Rushton. The Vixter will be encouraging you to turn it up at 8. And then from 10, Cameron Hughes will be occupying the chair in your house until the witching hour, following which we have 7 hours of non-stop music on Destination Dawn.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time.
98 FM.
Inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of my life with you by in my heart. Oh, it feels like the first time, every time. I want to spend the whole night in your eyes. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better. Getting wasted,
I thought about our last kiss, how it felt, the way it tasted. And even though your friends tell me you're doing fine, are you somewhere feeling lonely even though he's right beside you? When he says those words that hurt you, do you read the ones I wrote you? Sometimes I start to wonder, was it just a lie? If what we had was real, how could you be fine? 'Cause I'm not fine at all.
I remember the day you told me you were leaving. I remember the makeup running down your face. And the dreams you left behind, you didn't need them. Like every single wish we ever made, I wish that I could wake up with them.
Pictures that you sent me, they're still living in my phone. I'll admit I like to see them, I'll admit I feel alone. And all my friends keep asking why I'm not around. It hurts to know you're happy, yeah, it hurts that you moved on. It's hard to hear your name when I haven't seen you in so long. It's like we never happened, was it just a lie? If what we had was real, how could you be fine? 'Cause I'm not fine at all.
I remember the day you told me you were leaving. I remember the makeup running down your face. And the dreams you left behind, you didn't need them. Like every single wish we ever made, I wish that I could wake up with amnesia and forget about stupid little things, like the way it felt to fall asleep next to you, and the memories I never can escape. If today I woke up with you right beside me, like all of this was just some twisted dream, I'd hold you closer than I ever did before, and you'd never slip away, and you'd never hear me say. I remember the day you told me you were leaving. I remember the makeup running down your face. And the dreams you left behind, you didn't need them. Like every single wish we ever made, I wish that I could wake up with amnesia and forget about this stupid life. Just a dream, 'cause I'm really not fine at all.
It was Lone Star who were amazed to kick off the Love Zone for this hour. And that, of course, was 5 Seconds of Summer, who were suffering from amnesia.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Well, I hope you're not suffering from amnesia, because tonight, as every Monday, it's Phoenix FM Open Mic Night taking place at the Essex Arms, 10 Whalley Hill, right here in Brentwood. This event is hosted by our very own Kev Piggott between 8 and 10pm. All tracks are recorded and the selection will be played on the Sunday session show every Sunday morning from 10am. So that's the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night tonight, and indeed every Monday night, taking place at the Essex Arms, 10 Whalley Hill here in Brentwood, hosted by our very own Kev Piggott between 8 and 10pm. Don't be late, whatever else.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
EV Charging Systems, your local independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
To I remember conversations. We were dancing up on tables, taking pictures when we had nowhere to post. You were laughing, I was crying. We were dancing, we were dying. Sometimes I don't know how we walked away. If I'm honest, what I liked were the things we didn't know. Every morning, every night, I'd be beating down. To tell you what I'm thinking, but you already know. Screw this, I don't wanna let it go. So can we pretend that I'm 22 today, dancing on the tables with you? Oh yeah. Can we pretend that we all end up okay? I just wanna forget with you. Oh yeah. Can we pretend that we won't fight the president? Can we pretend that I really like your shoes? Hell yeah, can we pretend? 'Cause honestly, reality bores me. Let's pretend. Oh, let's make believe. Can we? Can we pretend? Can we pretend? I remember what we wanted, what we never take for granted. How our daddy issues took us to LA. If I'm honest, what I miss is I know what to say. And the feeling of your lips, and it haunts me every day. When you tell me what you're thinking, but I'd already know. Screw this, I don't wanna let it go. Oh yeah. So can we pretend that I'm 22 today? Screw this, I don't wanna let it go. So can we pretend that we won't fight the president? Can we pretend that you like my fake ass shoes? Oh yeah, can we pretend? Cause honestly, reality, it bores me. Let's pretend. Oh, let's make believe. Can we? Can we pretend?
Pink and Cash Cash, and Can We Pretend? Finally remember that little bit at the end. And this is the new one from Mum Ra. I don't know if it's a comment on today's weather. It's Washout. The new one from Mum Ra, that's Washout. And to take us to news time at 2 now, numero uno, it's Starlight.
talk is cheap.
You're Morganized.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.